My name is Sybil Morgan, and I am 31 years old. Today is January the 27th, and I'm speaking with
Mark.
And he is, my relationship is?
He's a woman.
Okay, he's a woman. We're recording here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and to reiterate, it is January 27th, 2022. Can you tell me about a person who has been kindest to you in your life?
My uncle.
Tell me about him.
Well, my uncle had a rough life, just like I did. And he understands how it is to help and just be there for family like family's supposed to, because wasn't nobody there for him. And he's a great person. I took after him. That's my daddy's brother. Everybody tell me I took after him. But I can see it, though, because we don't play no games.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you about a person who has been kindest to me in my life. And I'm going to have to say my foster mother, Doreen, because she really took me in. Like, I was an infant. I had medical problems, and she took me in regardless. When my mom didn't have time for it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And didn't understand it. And that was like from 6 weeks old. So, yeah. Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
Oh, boy.
What's one of your happiest memories?
How about if I tell you I don't remember no happy memories?
Really?
I don't really remember none. You said the happiest.
Tell me about one of your happiest memories. You got two kids. I know you've seen kids being born. You got...
Well, seeing my daughter born and cutting my daughter's neighbor cord. And,
What about, like...
Having my own house down there decked out. I was happy then.
Like a memory, like something specific that happened to you that you are going to remember for the rest of your life.
Getting my ass beat.
It was had to be a happy memory.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I can't think.
Oh, we'll come back to it.
That ain't been happening.
Think about it. We're going to come back to it. Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
Being in prison.
One memory. One memory of one specific time.
One of my worst memories?
Mm-hmm. Difficult. Come back over here.
Get my ass stunk behind a couch and trying to run out in the middle of the freeway and get myself killed. Getting stomped in the head as a kid. Getting snuffed and hot sauce put all in my face and in my nose.
Okay. That's really bad. I think one of my most difficult memories is the memory when I learned that my foster mother had died. She plays a big role in my life because she was just like, to me, she was like a white knight. You know what I'm saying?
Why it have to be white? Why it can't be a black knight?
Well, a knight. A knight. Like she, I just seen her so pure. I just seen her as the purest person.
Yeah, that's an angel. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a ghost.
I had an angel.
Yeah, an angel.
So, the memory that my mom told me, like, I was dressed, I was ready for school. I was about to walk out the door, and my mom and my brother were sitting on the couch, Gerald. And my mom was like, before you leave, I gotta tell you something. And I was like, you know, what's up? She was like, you know, Doreen died last night. And she was like, do you want to go to school or do you want to stay home? And I was like, I want to go to school. When I got to school, I broke down, like, so bad. My friend Brittany and my friend Brooke, they were, like, in the bathroom with me for, like, 3 hours before they just went and got a counselor. I was, like, inconsolable.
Yeah, you missed half of school.
I did. I did not leave out of that bathroom.
You should have stayed at home.
I didn't want to stay there. Because I didn't know how it was going to hit me, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't want to be around my mom when it hit me because my mom...
She would probably hit you too.
Yeah, she was kind of like jealous. Yeah. That's why she didn't even try to console me like when she passed away. She was sitting on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't even like come close to me or tell me to come sit with her or nothing. She just was like, you know, just give me the information and just take me right away. So that's why, you know what I'm saying, I didn't feel the comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about someone you'll always remember?
My mom.
Your mom?
Yep.
Tell me about somebody that's not a family member.
That I always remember?
That you'll always remember that's not related to you.
What if I tell you I don't give a fuck about them, you know, about nobody else?
No?
No, I can't think of nobody that I'm always remember that in my family member.
That ain't your family member?
Yeah.
Like, nobody that influenced your life that maybe a teacher, maybe somebody you worked with, or maybe somebody you went to school with?
I ain't caring about none of them motherfuckers.
Okay. All right. Your mom then. Tell me about your mom. Come back over here. Stop cursing.
We'll beat my butt.
Come over here.
Come over here. I got the thing and everything.
All right. Okay, so tell me about your mom. You told me that she used dip.
Yeah, that dirt snuff. That's what them old folks used to do back in the day. That dirt snuff, probably.
But a female, though?
You know how many of them were doing it? All of them. All the sisters was doing it. My best, I ain't Shirley, I ain't Luke.
Snuff.
Snuff. Snuff. Dirt snuff. You take that shit, you pull your lip out, and you pull that shit in your lip, and sit there and spit that nasty ass shit, and I can't stand it. I could never stand it. That shit was so nasty. My Aunt Shirley, she was 600 pounds, and every time she spit, it go down the door. You ride down the road with spit down the door. Brown spit.
That's nasty.
On a white car.
Oh, that's nasty.
So you know it was there.
Oh, that's nasty. Okay, I'm done with that. Okay, someone I always remember that's not a family member would have to be...
I know somebody I remember that ain't any of family member. I always remember.
Who?
My homeboy, Big Danny.
Okay, yeah, Big Danny. But we already talked about your mom, so we can't do Big Danny, too. We only got 35 minutes left. Okay, so my person is... It would definitely be Brittany Snow and Brooklyn. And those were the two girls that I used to run with in high school. And they used to, like, have my back all the way, like...
They were white girls?
No, one of them was black and one of them was white, but she act black.
Mm.
I can show you on my Facebook.
So she was a wigger.
Shut up. This is like put on an archive.
It's the same thing as a wigger. I mean,
shut up.
That's what they told us in Texas. That's what they call it.
Shut up, you stupid. Okay, so Brittany Stone, Brooklyn. Okay. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
being blessed to be alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To wake up every day. For as long as I've been waking up, almost 51 years now.
Mm-hmm. 51 years. Okay, so I think I'm most grateful for you, Big Daddy.
Why?
Because you try to teach me right from wrong, and even when you
drinking
and doing what you ain't got no business doing,
woo,
and hurting me.
Nah, fuck that.
You really do try to be there for me. Like if you would just, we're not gonna talk about that. I'm gonna just tell you that I'm grateful for you.
Okay, because you know what?
We'll talk about that after.
Okay, but when people say hurtful things to you, you got to take them with a grain of salt.
Hurt people.
Okay, because you know what? You could go outside and you could beat the dog shit out of somebody, and that's not going to hurt them. But words hurt worse than licks.
I know that, so you should be thinking about that.
Words hurt worse than licks.
When you calling all these females bitches and shit.
Well, ain't no telling what they call me either.
Whatever.
Nigga.
Whatever.
That's just as bad.
Okay.
Ain't everybody gonna nigga.
What's your favorite memory of me?
Whoa, you want me after that?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
One of them is when we was on the airplane ride.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
That's one of them? Mm-hmm. That's your favorite one?
That's one of them.
Why was it the favorite one?
Because it was the first time you was on a plane and I observed how it made you feel.
Uh-huh.
And it was one of your happy moments.
It was one of my happy moments.
So, I knew it. Okay, next question.
One of my favorite memories of you is...
Yeah, damn.
I'm trying to pick one. Hold on. I got a few.
Oh, you got that many of them?
Yeah. One of my favorite memories.
I thought you didn't have a nail in the way you sitting there thinking.
Shut up. Okay, let me think. Hold on. Be quiet. One of my favorite memories of you is when we went to the pool hall. The first time you took me to the pool hall.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a jukebox where I could play the music. And we got up and we was dancing right there by the table in front of everybody. And then you let me play pool with you. And after you beat that dude first, so that way I can get on the pool table with you. And then we played on the pool table. And then I wound up beating the dude by mistake because my ball went in on the first shot.
Mm.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite memories of you. All right, what are you proudest of in your life?
That I'm talented and skilled.
In what?
In everything I do.
In everything you do?
In every damn thing I do, I'm talented and skilled. And I got my way of doing it the best.
Okay. I'm proudest most of in my life to say that I keep pushing forward. Even when life finds a way of knocking me down, I still get up and keep going. If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, which would it be? Only one memory.
If I could hold on to it?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm going to try to pick a good one, because if I pick a bad one, it's a lot of them.
It's got to be a good one.
Which memory would I hold on to? I remember I used to, when my mama say something that she didn't like in the house, I used to try, that's how I learned how carpentry, because I build her whole something else.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't like it. I build her whole something else. I just go in there, I go outside and I find some wood here, there's some wood there, some wood here, some wood there. And I build this shit. If this is what you want in here, I'll build it. And I used to build it. Now, that's what I like to do.
Okay.
I did that to make sure that I could do everything I could do to try to satisfy her.
Okay. So my memory that I will hold on to forever would be the memory of the night that I met you.
Okay, now you're trying to make this about me and you.
No, I'm not. I'm serious, though. Do you remember? You don't even remember that night. That's why it's crazy to me.
Who don't remember that night?
You don't remember that night. Whatever.
I remember that night.
No, you don't. You were so drunk.
I don't give a damn if I was drunk. I don't give a damn if I was drunk. I remember that night because we come in there. I come in there and I was drunk. And y'all thought y'all could throw them little tunes at me. And I went slap off with my tune until I went into it with this gay dude. And he was bad. I was like, I ain't singing no more. He was bad. I mean, that nigga was hitting them notes. I'm like, what the fuck? I shouldn't have said nothing.
Shouldn't even try to sing.
No, now I didn't know he was going to go off like that.
Yes, he was singing.
Damn.
He definitely was singing. You were singing too, Big Daddy.
Well, I was singing, but I tell you what, I ain't gonna lie, I couldn't touch him.
All one night at a Waffle House.
Mm-hmm.
All one night at a Waffle House. Everybody mm-hmm. singing. Everybody that, you know, was in the restaurant was singing. That was a crazy night, Big Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a night worthwhile.
Yeah, I remember that.
If this was one of your very last conversations, is there anything you would want to say to me?
No, go ahead. I ain't going to say that. Apologies.
What?
I love you.
I didn't hear you.
God damn it, I said I love you and I always will.
I love you too, Big Daddy. If there's anything I want to say to you, I want to say thank you for really being there for me when I be on my scare shit. And when I really need somebody, you always there.
You're welcome.
Is there anything that you never told me but want to tell me now?
No, I haven't told you every damn thing.
Come on, tell me the truth. There's got to be something you hid back from me.
Did I never told you?
Yeah.
Hell no. I put skip on that question because the questionnaire is crazy, man.
You ain't gonna tell me?
It ain't nothing they never told
you. You trying to play it smart, Big Daddy. You don't have to. I'm not going nowhere regardless.
Ain't nobody said nothing about where you going and shit. I just said it ain't nothing I ain't never told you.
You full of shit. All right.
Is it something you ain't never told me that you want to tell me now?
No.
No, the question is on you now.
No.
Hell, that's a lie. That's a lie.
There ain't no lie.
That's a motherfucking lie. That's what it is.
No, it ain't.
Mm-hmm.